Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
The smell of cigarette smoke and spilled beer practically emanate from the record grooves.
Hey everybody, it's Patrick here. Welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs on behalf of myself and Jim Lanahan. We are going to do an episode today that I hope you're going to enjoy. I want to say big thanks first to Joe Fleischer, though, for the Thin Lizzy episodes we just wrapped up. Really appreciate Joe's time and effort on those. Obviously, he's very, very passionate about Thin Lizzy, and it's cool that he shared everything with us. So thank you, Joe. Got a lot of comments on how much people enjoyed that. Today is another case of Error Code Patrick. That's right. Another email that I didn't find or accidentally deleted or never saw to begin with. I don't know. Somehow you just put Error Code Patrick on the end of it and you can take it, care of it. Just throw it in the big circular bin with that on it. Mark Neese sent in a pick for February new music and I missed it. And I apologize to Mark very, very much for that. But we do have it. And he was kind enough to send it again. And so we've got it. And this should be really fun, actually, because it just so happens the way this worked out that I've been doing some cleaning up in my office here, where the record room, and trying to get organized and get a little more room, taking care of some things, moving them here and there, doing whatnot. And I came across a file that I've been looking for quite a while, which is a file folder that contains all the issues of the fanzine I used to do a long time ago in the 80s and 90s. And it just so happens that Mark's topic today is a release, a live album from the band Laughing Hyenas from around the Ann Arbor, Michigan area. And the thing about the Laughing Hyenas was they played a lot here in Washington, D.C. in the 80s and 90s because of John Brannon, the lead singer's previous band called Negative Approach. They had very strong ties to the D.C. Hardcore scene, and so they would play out here often. And so I got to see Laughing Hyenas in their prime many times, which was really great. I tried to see them every time they came through town. And I happened to find in a very early issue of my fanzine, I think it was issue 2, a little live review I did of the Laughing Hyenas. So I thought I would share this with you guys since that's the topic of Mark's call today. This was a show, Laughing Hyenas, supported by the Texas Instruments at the Barbecue Iguana Club, March 1st, 1989. I had some mean things to say about the Texas Instruments, which is a group I grew to really like later on. So I won't bother with reading that to you. That was just, I don't know what that was. I was just a kid, really. And so keep that in mind. This is a long time ago, and I wouldn't write or do things like this, but it certainly seems to have the spirit of a fanzine in the late 80s. So here was my complete review of the Laughing Hyenas show. Great gobs of fuck. How else can I describe that Laughing Hyenas groove? Thought they stole the show back in December when they opened for Sonic Youth, and this show was even better. The new songs destroyed, and there was a truly fine version of A. Cooper's 18 to top it off. This band is one of the most rockin'est tribes on the planet, and if you disagree, may you die and rot. Let's just say I wouldn't normally be that harsh. That's really kind of harsh, but I guess that's what you did in fanzines back then. All right, so with that out of the way, I want to apologize once again to Mark, and I want to tell you guys that we're going to hear his call in just one second. I do want to remind you that we're starting March new music calls on April 20th. So that means your deadline to get in your new music picks for March is this Sunday. Try to get them in by midnight Sunday, if at all possible, and we'll start the following day on Monday. So with that, here is Mark Neese on the Laughing Hyenas live album.
Back in the suburbs and RTS community, This is Mark Neese from suburban Lansing, Michigan, calling with a February new music pick. Now, calling this particular album new music is kind of cheating. It's new in the sense that it was just recently released for the very first time ever. But it's music that was recorded in the late 1980s and early 1990s. It's a double live album, released on February 20th of this year by the band Laughing Hyenas, and it's called That Girl, Live Recordings, 1986 to 1994. It's another outstanding archival release, lovingly assembled by the folks at Third Man Records. This album captures the gloriously dirtbag blues-slash-punk outfit, the Laughing Hyenas, fronted by former Negative Approach singer John Brannon and the late great guitarist Larissa Strickland, in a live setting in which the smell of cigarette smoke and spilled beer practically emanate from the record grooves. Once calls, The tracks on this album are all culled from John Brannon's personal archive. These live cuts are taken from a large variety of locations: the band's base of operations in Ann Arbor, Michigan, CBGB in New York, Maxwell's in Hoboken, New Jersey, a recording date at WNYU Radio, and a hodgepodge of other places. What these recordings may lack in pristine audio quality, they more than make up for in sheer energy. The track I'd like to select to play is the song Wild Heart, possibly my favorite Hyenas track. The recording of this song is taken from a session at WNYU on September 20th, 1990. In closing, I love this band, and I love this album. Three cheers to Third Man Records for the beautiful packaging of this album, and for keeping Laughing Hyenas' legacy alive. And that's all I've got for you this month. I hope everyone is doing well, and keep rocking the suburbs.
Wild Heart. We'll be right back.
What these recordings may lack in pristine audio quality, they more than make up for in sheer energy.